Is here this morning. Won't you welcome him as he comes? Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. I thank God for that privilege. And I thank God that God can help all of us. And some of you noticed an 80-year-old man moved those chairs. Let's ask that the Lord will cause the 40-year-olds to do more. That's supposed to be a joke. It's not the message. But I'm so thankful that the Lord is able to be blessing us. And I trust that the Lord will minister to all of us today. And the hope that we have is that where two or three are gathered together in his name, Jesus is in the midst through the power of the Holy Ghost. And may God minister to all of us today. Today, I want to minister to you that are doing fairly well in your life serving the Lord. And I'm asking the Lord to give you more encouragement when things aren't perfect. And I consider today the air conditioning isn't working. But rejoice with me, come winter, it'll be working again. It seems so often when you don't need something, it returns. But may God give you faith to believe that if God be for you, he will bless you some way, somehow. And I want to focus on a passage that's in Psalms as we look at Psalms 118, verse 24. It says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. This is the day which the Lord hath made." We need to focus on the now of life. And what will we do in this day? We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will rejoice and be glad in it. But when I read that, I'm thinking, Lord, I'll do what my day is bringing to me. And if the day's bringing trouble, I'm going to be angry. If the day is bringing trouble, I'll be discouraged. If the day is bringing trouble, I'm not going to be happy. I got to get out of that mind and spirit and know if the storm comes, I'm still going to be happy. If I'm disappointed, I'm still going to be happy. If I look and see that shouldn't have happened, I still am going to be happy because this is the day that the Lord has made. And because he's given me this day, I shall rejoice and be glad in it by choice, not by condition. By choice, not by condition. By choice, not by condition. Help me to know in this moment I've already made the decision. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I want to tell you, in the midst of many things that will bring heaviness to a degree in your mind, you're living in a wonderful time. I remember years ago where the bath toilet was outside in the backyard. It wasn't in the house. I remember when it wasn't a furnace in the basement. It was something in the middle of the house that brought heat when you was cold. I can remember times when it wasn't as wonderful as it is now. Count your blessings. Don't focus only on the trouble. Talk to God about them, but then get on with what he wants you to do. He wants you to be glad, hallelujah, to be glad when, well, it's easy to think, when I get that job, I'll be glad. When I get that promotion, I'll be glad. When people treat me better, I'll be glad. When I get the rewards I ought to have, I'll be glad. Yes, that's fine, but make up your mind. I'm glad today. Praise God. I'm glad I'm not dead. I'm glad my sins are forgiven. I'm glad that I've been blessed all the way through the life. And you need to count your blessings, because your blessings can minister to you. Count your blessings. Thank God for your blessings. Praise God for your blessings. And at the same moment, something is telling you, but you're not feeling too good today. But you're alive, and you can go on, and you can praise God in this hour. Count your blessings. When I consider the moment, some of you are young. Thank God. It's so wonderful to be young. It's such a blessing to be young. It is such a wonderful thing. Young men and young women are so blessed. Thank God for those that you are young. But some of you might end up getting as old as I. And you got to make up your mind. I'm going to rejoice when I'm 80. I'm going to praise God when I'm 80. I'm going to go on when I'm 80. And I'm going to thank God that this is my day. And I happen to be in it further than any other time of my life. And if you ask me, what's it like to be old, I will tell you it's better than being dead. 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 They still let me drive on the road. But you got to watch it. You got to thank God for your day, whatever your moment is in it. This is the day that the Lord has made so that we can rejoice and be glad in it. You need to pray for people. There's many good people that haven't been glad for a long time. If you got a daughter that's doing the wrong thing, if you got a son that is incarcerated, if you look around about and you see divorce has come my way, it's pretty hard to be glad. But God is able to help you to be glad after the storm has come your way. Rejoice. Rejoice. One thing is sure, each of us are individuals going through different situations, but all of us, this is the day that we're in. This is the day that we're in. God give us wisdom. God give us knowledge. God give us understanding. But God give us joy. God give us joy. When you're right and everybody else is wrong, it's pretty hard to have joy. You need to turn to the Lord, because you look, he's wrong, she's wrong, they're wrong. I look and see there's so many people wrong, it makes me upset. Get out of that and begin to praise God. Maybe they'll get right. Pray for them. Maybe it'll be a different day down the road. Pray for them, but rejoice, because this is the time that the Lord has given us. And when I look at this moment and I think the air conditioning's not working, And I look and the doors are open. And I look and I could count a lot of things that just to me aren't what I'd like to see. I got to get out of it. I got to thank God that we're here today to worship Him, to praise Him, to serve Him, to rejoice. And God is able to cause us to rejoice in the midst of the storm. May God bless us exceedingly, even more than we could ask or think. May God take us on. We're blessed. This is a blessed day. Thank God. This is a blessed day. Praise God. This is a blessed day. And a passage of scripture that has done so much for me in this latter part of my living. In Psalms 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. A very present help in trouble. And the word that was biggest for me was trouble. He's a help in trouble, but it's changed for me. I look now and I see the most wonderful part of this passage for me is that God is our very present help. If you're doing good, He's your present help. If you got a good marriage, He's your present help. If you got a good family, He's your present help. If you got a good job, He's a present help. If your body's holding up, He's your present help. You don't have to have trouble only. You got to know He loves you. And God is your present help. Thank God He's your present help. Rejoice in this moment. I got to understand that He's with me, not just when I'm in church. He's with me in the car. He's with me in the home. He's with me wherever I may be. The same for thee. Understand in this moment that He is a very present help. Rejoice in that and praise His name. And thank God that He is your present help. In Psalms 51, looking at a passage here today, and it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Renew a right spirit in me. If you've had a right spirit, may God renew it. If you got a right spirit, let God renew it. Lord, I want you to renew my blessings. Renew my blessings. Renew my blessings. Renew my blessings today. And as I come to minister to you today, I find my eyes aren't quite as good as they've been. And the first time I can remember, I brought a pair of glasses. If I can't read those words, I got away. I thank God I haven't had to put them on yet. But if I have to put them on, I'll still praise Him. I'll still sing and praise Him. I'll still rejoice. I'll go on in my living. When things get bigger as a challenge, He's still gonna bring me through. Praise God today. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit. Renew a right attitude in my marriage on my part. Renew my health. Renew my ability to please you, Lord. Renew a right spirit. May God help us to have that. Renew a right spirit. Hallelujah. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. That touches me because I look at salvation and it's so important, but I don't find much joy. I just find value. But Lord, let me know the joy of my salvation. Jesus, you went to the cross and hung there and died and rose again. And because of that, I am born again. I am a new creature. I'm able to say to the Almighty, my Father, not just my God, my Father, my Father, my Father, you created me. God created you. God created me. And may God let us rejoice in the knowledge that there is a blessing that comes because of what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. He went there and took all of your sins and mine, put them on the cross, and paid the price, and said, if you turn to me, you're free. If you turn to me, you're delivered. If you turn to me, you're blessed. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for what Jesus did for you. And all of us today, rejoice in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But restore, it says, unto me the joy of your salvation. The joy. There's so many important things that I respect, but I want to find that there's more joy than what I am experiencing. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Let God bring joy into your life. May God grant it, I pray. And then looking in Psalms 43 and verse 5, and it says, O my soul, why be so gloomy and discouraged? Trust in God. What is he talking to people? No, to himself. My soul, why be so discouraged? My soul, why be so depressed? My soul, talk to your soul, and you can. Oh, my soul, why be so gloomy and discouraged? Trust in God. I shall again praise him for his wondrous help. He will make me smile again. He will make me smile again. That's God's word. It's not mine. He will make us smile again. We got to look better in our families. We got to look better at work. We got to look better in the marriage. We got to look better when people see us. We got to smile again. May God help us to be so blessed that we're able to smile again. May God give us that ability. May God help us exceedingly, even more than what we would expect. May God bless us, I pray today. And may God take us further in a blessed way. To be blessed of the Lord is God's desire to bring our way. And then looking at a passage in Galatians chapter, looking at chapter 5, verse 22. But when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, He will, hallelujah, produce this kind of fruit in us. And hear these words, love, hallelujah. Love, He'll bring love into our lives. He will produce love. I thank God that He can give us that which is love. Second is joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Third, He'll give you peace. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God you can have peace when it's not a simple moment. Patience, hallelujah. Kindness, hallelujah. Goodness, hallelujah. Faithfulness, hallelujah. On we go. Gentleness, hallelujah. And I love the last one. Self-control, self-control. Holy Spirit will give you self-control. Thank God you can have self-control as a gift from the Holy Ghost. May God give us all self-control. Hallelujah. Go through that list and you'll find if you got everything mentioned there, you're doing well. You're blessed. You're blessed exceedingly, even more than what most people would see. And then looking in chapter 6 and verse 9, and let us not get tired of doing what is right. And let us not get tired of doing what is right. For after a while, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't get discouraged. Let us not get tired of what is right. You can get tired of what's right. You can get tired of working. You can get tired of keeping the house clean. You can get tired of all what people are asking for you. But in due season you shall reap. If you don't get discouraged, may God minister to us in a special way. And just want to cover that again a little bit. And let us not get tired of doing what is right. For after a while, we shall reap a harvest of blessing. Doing what's right brings a 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 blessing. Let the Lord minister to us and allow us to be blessed to do what is right. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then looking in Hebrews chapter 13, in verse 20 beginning, now the God of peace that brought again them from the dead, brought him from the dead, Jesus, hallelujah, may you be blessed of the Lord and make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in the sight of God, in whom be glory forever and ever. May you make you perfect in every good work. May God make us, I can't hardly vision that, to be able to be made perfect in every good work. But if it's in God's word, bring me closer to it. Make me more what a husband ought to be. Make me more what a man serving God ought to be. Make me what I ought to be. Take me on in a blessed way further than where I am. Oh God, I do pray. May God bless all of us as we turn to Him in this hour. May God bless us, I do pray. And there's a passage in the Gospel of John, chapter 8 and verse 12. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. That is a deep thought for me, because it's not just the truth in one area. Give me truth concerning my body. Give me truth concerning every part of my living. I need truth concerning my body. I need truth concerning my mind. I need truth concerning my spirit. I need truth concerning my relationships with others. May I know the truth. Help me, God, to be brought into the school of the Holy Spirit. And let me have truth. Grant it, Lord, I pray. And I want to say to all of you that are here, there's more that God has for us than most of us know. And I thank God He called me when I was young. And I want God to be with you young ones here today, that you can look and see, yeah, the world has pulled me a bit, but I can get free. I can be delivered. I can be different. I am not so deep in sin that God can't deliver me. May God be with the young and bless them. There's something wonderful when young men are serving God. Young women are serving God. I thank God for the young that can be used of the Lord. May God bless you all. May God encourage you all. But it's God who wants His Spirit to move in our time. And Jesus told us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in Detroit as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in my neighborhood as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in my family as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in me as it is in heaven. May God grant it, I pray. And I could take this message further, but I think we've covered some areas where God has already blessed. And so I want you to remember me in your prayers, because I know without Him I can do nothing. Without Him I can't do nothing. Without Him I can't do nothing. And what kind of thoughts do I get at my age? I'd like to go to my funeral. I'd like to go to my funeral. It's going to be a real nice funeral. There's going to be a lot of cars. There's going to be a lot of people. Oh, that's going to be a nice funeral. I'd like to go, but not now. But not now. But not now. Be careful with your thinking. Don't rush the thing that isn't to be now. Now is God's blessing. Stand with me in this service. I have something I want you to consider praying about. In the midst of living, it would seem that most surprises are negative. Ask God to bring a positive surprise into your life. Ask God to bring a positive surprise into your life. Ask God to bring a positive surprise. When I think of the word surprise, I'm wondering what's going to happen. What's going to happen? I hope I don't get in a wreck. What's going to happen? I hope my body doesn't fail me today. What's going to happen? I know it's so easy to know that so many surprises are negative, but there can be positive surprises. God, give me a positive surprise. Let me run and not be weary. Let me run and not be weary. Let me run and not be weary. And for those of you that are up in years and married, you need God to put that marriage back on the potter's wheel, because marriages change over time. You're not the same as when you were 20. You're not the same as when you were young in the earliest days. You're going to find that there's changes, and you need the Lord to cause a new moment of blessing where you're at. This is the day that the Lord has made in your marriage. May you rejoice and be glad in it. May you rejoice and be glad in it. May you rejoice and be able to be glad in it. To be able. You that are in middle age and finding it's getting a little bit challenging, I got news for you. You haven't seen nothing yet.
That's right. I know that's right.
You need the Lord to help you quick. Yes. May God help us quick. But this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. So that we can rejoice and be glad in it. Yes. So that we can rejoice and be glad in it. May God bless you.